Hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. I have had a wonderful time with lunch with our staff and a man by the name of Bruce Kugler. He's with God's Courtroom, and we have visited about a wonderful ministry that Bruce is involved with, coming from Springfield as a lawyer, but presenting the gospel now worldwide. And Bruce, I am so glad you're able to come down from Springfield and visit with us about your ministry.
Well, thank you very much.
Tell us, what is God's Courtroom?
Well, as you know, I've been a lawyer for over 25 years, and I was a former trial lawyer with the Department of Justice, and I'm now in private practice.
Uh-huh.
Currently, I represent individuals in personal injury and bankruptcy. But after law school, I began representing clients on criminal matters, and I was practicing law in Ogle County.
Mm-hmm.
And many of my clients would stand before a judge named Judge Alan Cargaman. He was a tough and no-nonsense judge. And I noticed that many defendants outside the courtroom were often arrogant and pompous. But when they appeared before Judge Cargaman, there was an immediate attitude adjustment. And as I sat week after week before this judge, watching people stand before Judge Cargaman, the thought occurred to me, what will it be like one day when we all stand before God in his courtroom?
A powerful thought.
So after that, then I decided that years later, as I studied the Bible, I noticed there were many legal terms and concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And as at the time, I was a practicing lawyer, and I was working with the state of Illinois. And one of the people that I reported to was a man named Bill. Bill was a high-level person with the state of Illinois, and I was teaching the martial arts through an evangelistic outreach. So we would teach the martial arts, and we would have a 5-10-minute devotional. And that's what I did for many years.
Huh.
Well, Bill decided that he wanted to join this program with his son. And so there I am, having this man who I would often give legal advice to for the state of Illinois in my program. So I decided I needed to develop a very relative program for him.
Okay.
All right. So I decided to present the devotional for that karate session, trying to help anybody to be prepared when they stood in God's courtroom. So I thought, what would they need to know? They would need to know who the judge is.
Hmm.
They would need to know what the charge was, what the penalty, what the potential legal defenses were, and more importantly, God's offer of a pardon. And so I developed this series of short devotionals in the karate program.
Isn't that something? And he heard that.
He heard that message, and all the other students heard it.
And that presentation continues to move forward.
Years later, I decided to develop a presentation that we could present in local churches, basically explaining the gospel from a lawyer's perspective.
Very interesting.
And after one of the presentations, one of my friends approached me and says, Bruce, I think we need to film this. Why don't we film it in various historic courthouses in Illinois? Let's show the beautiful architecture of central Illinois courthouses. And you could take each courthouse, you could maybe in one courthouse describe the judge, another courthouse the charge, potential legal defenses. So let's get these beautiful courthouses. So let's film it in that context, and let's weave in the story about Abraham Lincoln, because he had practiced in many of these courthouses. And let's present this so it could be presented more like a documentary or something you'd see on the History Channel, but at the same time, presenting the gospel from a different perspective.
Okay. How did that go? How did that succeed?
It was wonderful. It was a wonderful project. We hired professional film people, sound people, and helped us to do it. Of course, the members of the Living Faith Baptist Church, where I attend, they were very, very supportive and instrumental to that.
And that's in Sherman, Illinois.
That's in Sherman, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And after it was completed, we thought that the film would have been merely handed out in a DVD format to encourage individuals in churches. But to our surprise, several major Christian networks wanted to air it.
Oh.
So we had TCT, we had TLN, we had NRB, all seeking to air the program, and each of those stations have aired that program multiple times.
Wow. And the what reception did you get from the Christian community when that aired?
Well, what we always told the networks that they don't charge us for airing it, and we don't have to pay for it. So we were pleased with that. But we also said that any of your viewers who see the program and want a copy of the film, we would gladly give them, without charge, a DVD. In fact, one of the things that we did, we're very careful. We never asked for donations over the television. In fact, a person once came to me and says, I noticed your program is slightly different, Bruce. You don't ask for money. And we didn't. And so we would get requests from all over the country. Calls would come in. We would connect with people from the various states, and we would talk to them about the Lord, and we would send them a DVD.
Isn't that so engaging and so powerful? Because you are presenting the same gospel from the Word of God that's been with us ever since God used apostles and prophets to write the Word. But you're going to the base point of salvation, the legal issues.
That's correct. I think that if someone is going to understand salvation, they need to ask themselves this question. If you were to die today, would you be prepared to stand trial in God's courtroom?
Because that is what we will do.
Yes. And in order to be prepared, for instance, I would never go into a courtroom and not be prepared. That will never happen. But many people, when they die, they may be unprepared when they stand in God's courtroom. So they do need to understand who the judge is. They need to understand the characteristics of that judge. They need to understand what the charge will be. What is the charge that they'll be facing? They need to understand the penalty. They need to understand. They need to evaluate these potential defenses. So, for instance, some people may want to raise the defense, just deny or minimize the extent of their sin, or compare themselves to other really bad people.
Yes.
Or the defense, they want to emphasize their good deeds or deny they ever thought or believed God existed or never heard the commandments. We need to evaluate those defenses and see if they have merit. And then they also need to understand that God is willing to offer a pardon, but there's pardon conditions. And they need to go, they need to decide whether they want to enter that plea agreement, they want to accept those that pardon based on the conditions set forth in the Word of God.
We're talking with Bruce Kugler. He's a practicing lawyer from Springfield, and he's presenting to us God's courtroom, a presentation that is very, very well done. Bruce, I can see that when you as a lawyer are speaking to someone who may go before a judge and face, let's say, 5 to 20 years on a crime, that you know you start to see their seriousness, and you're transferring that now to individuals like me and everyone else. We will stand before a God for a crime, and it's not 5 to 30.
That's correct. It's all eternity.
Yeah.
In fact, I tell people that it'll be the most important decision you will have ever made or will ever make. It's the decision in your life, whether to accept God's offer of a pardon.
So when you get out there and you're evangelizing, you're doing it as a lawyer, and people think it through in a not in a different way, but all brand new like we never have before.
Absolutely. And one of the joys that I have is going into local churches. I speak in churches all different sizes. I was just sharing with you last Sunday evening, I was speaking at the Gibson City First Baptist Church. I had 40 people in that evening service presenting the gospel, because my heart is to come alongside and help pastors in their evangelistic efforts to reach people in their community. I also traveled internationally, but I never forget that we're here to help the local churches.
And we're going to touch on that, too, because you have been all around the world, because people understand the effect of this. This particular session is coming to a close. We're going to come back again next time and pick up on this. I'm going to play a short little piece from God's Courtroom just as a flavor tester. But if people want to get a copy of God's Courtroom, you still give it out for free. How
Yes.
do they get that?
Yes, we have given out over 18,000 DVDs, both in Spanish,
Wow.
Arabic, and English. The best way for your listeners to get a copy is to contact this radio station. We have made a commitment to you that
Thank you very much.
Be willing to donate as many copies as people would like, and there's no cost associated with. Although I do say there's a catch. Be willing, when you receive the DVD, after you watch it, to give it to somebody
else.
There
you go. And it is so clear and you'll find it to be so effective. We're going to close our program now, play a short, tiny piece of this. Later in the Lamplighter time, we will be bringing God's Courtroom in pieces so that you can hear the full thing in perspective. But we've been visiting with Bruce Kugler. He is a lawyer from Springfield that has presented and developed God's Courtroom that is having worldwide effect. We'll be visiting with you again tomorrow to pick up more about this.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to our listeners for joining us, and do join us again next time here on The Lamplighter. Here now is the beginning part of God's Courtroom.
As we begin to explore the topic of God's Courtroom this morning, let's first discuss the American legal system. If you were charged with a serious crime, you would probably seek to have a lawyer represent you. Depending on the crime, if you could not afford a lawyer, the court would appoint one. The lawyer would hopefully explain to you how the legal system works. He would prepare you for your court appearance by discussing several issues, including who is going to be the judge, the crime that has been charged, the penalty of the crime, potential legal defenses, and the possibility of entering a plea agreement or having a trial. These issues also need to be considered when preparing for your appearance in God's courtroom. When I first began practicing law, I worked for a small law firm located in northern Illinois. And part of my responsibilities included representing individuals charged with